This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
You play by the rules and you get rewarded. If you're not paying your debts, you're a deadbeat.
F*** you, Dr. Fauci. You don't get to say whether you go. You get a congressional subpoena, you show up, or you get the Steve Bannon treatment.
I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans.
I just don't think the commander-in-chief is listening. I think the only people that he's trying to please right now are the progressive.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
All right, deplorables and fascists, gather one, gather all. Welcome in to the Friday Deplorable Fascist Mike Gallagher Show. So Hillary calls half the country deplorables. Biden calls half the country fascists. I don't know which is worse. I really, what's worse? Would you rather be called a fascist, a semi-fascist, or a deplorable? To this day, there are people who insist that Hillary Clinton lost the election because of her basket of deplorables remark. The only reason Joe Biden might be able to survive this one, when he called MAGA Republicans semi-fascists, is because it was off camera. Evidently, there was not a camera or a microphone rolling. The reporters heard it. But they didn't get it on tape. Because if they got it on tape, we'd play it a million times. But evidently he said it. The reporters affirm he said it. He's decided to go around the country and start firing people up. I saw the Drudge Report last night. Oh, Biden bounce. He's at 44% approval rating. His approval ratings are soaring. Uh-huh. Why? What's he done? Well, he's given away free stuff, right? Until the Supreme Court rules that he can't give away free stuff because you can't pretend that COVID is an emergency and use the HEROES Act and forgive all this student loan debt. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. They're only doing it as a tawdry, craven attempt to buy votes from gullible, stupid people. And gullible, stupid people will say, oh, look at Grandpa Joe. He gave me free. He knocked $10,000 off my college tuition. And then, of course, the Supreme Court, oh, I don't know, in about a year after the midterm elections are over and done with, will say, wrong. Can't do it. It's illegal. He doesn't have the authority. There's no COVID emergency existing to allow us to forgive college debt with the president's wave of his pen. This is such garbage. These are garbage people. They're desperate. They're scared. They're hysterical. And even the left is turning on them. Here's Don Lemon on CNN yesterday. He's one of the worst over there. And even Don Lemon appears incredulous as he's interviewing Karine Jean-Pierre about the president of the United States calling MAGA Republicans semi-fascists.
The president likened what he called extreme MAGA philosophy to semi-fascism. What exactly is semi-fascism, Karine?
So let me just first say this tonight, what you heard from this president, Don. And again, thank you for having me, because this is really important. The American people have a choice in front of them. And the president laid that out very clearly, very powerfully tonight. When you look at what Democrats are doing and what they are delivering and what they have done, Don, in less than 2 years, which is lowering cost on prescription drugs, lowering the energy costs, making sure that we have this historic legislation to really deal with climate crisis. All of these things are important. Standing up for women.
And they are, Karine. I want to get to all those things. With all due respect,
but we have a short time.
I'm going to get to all those things, but if you'll answer my question, we can get to those
things.
What exactly is semi-fascism?
I'm about, Don, Don. I was just about to get to your question.
Okay.
I really was. But
right.
I want to, you brought me on the show for a reason, and I have to talk about
it. I understand that. I just have
tonight.
Limited
Wait.
Time with you. I just want to make
well,
sure we get
well,
all the
by,
answers.
By having this back and forth, we're actually taking away from the time. So here we go. So what we're seeing from Republicans and what we have seen from Republicans these past several years is that they are attacking our democracy. They are taking away our freedom. And they are trying to put on the chopping blocks Medicare and Social Security. That's what we are seeing. And it's being done. If you look at the Republican Party, it's being done by this element, this MAGA element of the Republican Party. And that's what we are trying to prevent.
Oh, a little catfight there between Don Lemon and Corinne Jean-Pierre. Oh, they're going at it. Don Lemon didn't seem to like being chastised like that. This back and forth we're having is taking away from my brilliant wisdom. And all he wanted to know was, what's a semi-fascist? So as you call me today, as we welcome you aboard, and we kick things off for a Friday, August the 26th, when you call, Tracy is instructed to ask you if you're a fascist, a semi-fascist, a partial fascist. What degree of fascistic behavior do you engage in? We'd like to know. I think I'm a full-blown fascist. I think I am. Because I believe in the right to life. I believe in a strong border. I believe in our police, law enforcement. I believe in our military. I believe in all kinds of fundamental freedoms that I think Americans should enjoy. I guess I'm a full-fledged fascist. I don't know. So let me know when you call 800-655-MIKE. This was definitely Biden's deplorables moment this week. Again, it's not on tape, so it won't be very effective. Not a lot of people are going to know that he said it. But it's as disgraceful as the governor of New York this week who told the Republicans in her state to get up and move to Florida. We don't want you here. You're not New Yorkers. She did the same thing. These are elites with such disdain for normal, ordinary, decent Americans. It's beyond disgraceful. It's a shameful display that the Democrats engage in regularly. Are you going to buy it? Do you realize what we've just learned this week? Just this week, we find out from Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most powerful media moguls in the world, that Facebook and the FBI colluded to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story in order to help hurt Donald Trump and help Joe Biden. People were really mad yesterday when I played the clip from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with our election process. There's not very much voter fraud. Everything's fine." And you were fired up yesterday. And you know what? You should be. I wonder how Mitch McConnell will respond to the revelation by Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan's podcast this week that the FBI and Facebook colluded to suppress a legitimate story that would have hurt Biden and inevitably helped Trump. Everything's fine, Senator McConnell? You don't think there's any election fraud in America? You think everything's just peachy keen? Hunky-dory? You know what we also learned this week? Nate Silver, one of the most influential pollsters in America, acknowledged and conceded that elites in the government and in the medical community withheld the unveiling of the COVID vaccine until after the November 2020 election in order to hurt Donald Trump. There are plenty of Americans who would have been so grateful that Operation Warp Speed resulted in a vaccine as an effort to save lives and serious illness from COVID. And according to Nate Silver, no conservative, the elites sat on it until after the November 2020 election in order to hurt Trump. Is that election interference? Senator McConnell, is everything okay with our election process? Leader McConnell, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. So listen, it's Friday. We got through another work week. I need you. I need to get on the couch. Let's have some therapy together. We call it the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 800-655-MIKE is our number. Come on, you fascists and semi-fascists and partial fascists and full-blown fascists. I want your voice. I want a lot of calls today. It's always, Fridays are always tough because we're always, you know, well, there are a lot of reasons why Friday gets a slow start. But we'll get you going. We'll get you revved up. And we're back to live and breaking news and what to make of it all on the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's put your voice front and center here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Press 1 to come on air. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. Or text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. But however you get here, get here. Come on, fascists, one and all. We're waiting for you.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I just got a note from somebody last week who loves these. Is it Percale or Percal? I think it's Percale sheets. Breathable, cool, crisp, durable, machine washable. These sheets are unbelievable. Are you ready for this? You'll get the Percale sheets from MyPillow for as low as $39.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. This is the lowest price I've seen. $39.98 for these MyPillow Percale sheets. The pillow that started it all, as low as $19.98. What are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box, click on that box, and then with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG and save big. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. MyPillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. This is Renee of Phoenix. I worked in the pro-life movement for a few years and at the crisis pregnancy centers for a few years. I just want to encourage you, stay positive, stay women-centered. Remember that most women, Republican or Democrat, Christian or non-Christian, they did not want to get an abortion. They were either poor or they were unmarried and their boyfriends wanted them to get an abortion. And there is post-abortion healing available for free at all crisis pregnancy centers.
Mike, they say there's over 2,000 abortions done every day in this country. I'd like to know, of those, how many are because of rape and incest? I believe it's a small percentage. Any conservative woman that would vote Democrat because of the turning of Roe versus Wade, I will submit to you, ignores all the good things that conservatism brings us.
I bet there's plenty of Democrat women that are actually going to vote for pro-life. I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and I feel better about it. I've got a certain peace today. I still think Americans are going to do the right thing. There's going to be a red wave, and we've got a lot of great tools at our disposal. We have a lot of great organizations, a lot of terrific people that are fighting the good fight. Job Creators Network is one of them. You hear me say almost every day that portions of our show are brought to you by Job Creators Network. This is an amazing organization. They are fighting for small business owners, fighting and representing entrepreneurs. And with this ridiculous, ridiculous overreach where the Biden administration is trying to buy votes with a craven effort to pretend that Biden has some ability to forgive college debt with this handout? Well, Job Creators Network is saying not so fast. Let's welcome on our guest line, Alfredo Ortiz, the president and CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, I'm reading about, this is pretty exciting. You guys are exploring legal challenges, maybe some legal options to block this unconstitutional bailout from occurring.
Good morning, Mike. And as always, thank you very much for having me. And yes, we are, Mike, because, look, this kind of overreach is literally now the modus operandi, right? The standard operating procedure for this Biden administration. They can't get things necessarily through. And unfortunately, the things that they are getting through are going to kill America, like this ridiculous $780 billion bill that was just passed. But this is clearly, clearly unconstitutional. It's clear executive overreach. And it's very similar to what, you know, happened on the moratorium. And frankly, the key thing here is going to be the EPA versus West Virginia, or West Virginia versus EPA, I should say. That's going to be a critical case that's going to play into here. The bottom line here, Mike, Joe Biden doesn't have the legal authority to just single-handedly wholesale cancellation of federal student loans and debt. By executive fiat, there's a couple of acts that he's going to completely basically he's ignoring here. It's called the Higher Education Act and the Federal Claims Collection Act. And it's clear that there are strict limits in terms of what it can and can't do, what the president can and can't do here. And so at best, what he could possibly do is to, delay the debt or waive the interest rate. But the wholesale cancellation of the debt is clearly outside of his scope.
So as John Solomon reports, you guys are exploring the legal challenges here. There's going to be many legal challenges, but it's wonderful the Job Creators Network is at the forefront of this. There are things that could be done, but Alfredo, the excuse that they're going to use the HEROES Act by claiming there's a COVID national emergency, why is it that they dropped all the COVID restrictions at the border because they said the emergency doesn't exist, only to bring it back in time to give this giant Santa Claus bailout before the midterm elections?
And that's exactly right, Mike. And this is exactly that. It's a bailout, right? Let's call it what it is. It's a bailout. It's a way for him to buy votes. And at the backs of hardworking Americans, because look, how is this even fair, Mike? I mean, let's take away the whole, you know, law part of it, the law discussion, because you and I aren't attorneys, right? Or at least I'm not. But, you know, and I don't want to be playing one here. But from a fairness standpoint, Mike, I mean, think about that hardworking guy out, you know, somewhere in the Midwest or anywhere in this country, right, that has been working super hard, sending their kids, maybe he's an electrician or a plumber or something, right, worked super hard, sent their kids to college, took out loans, and paid them all off. How is that fair to that person, right?
It's not.
Literally did the right thing and paid it off, right? So how is that fair? And frankly, Mike, this doesn't even address the underlying question here and concern, which is why do colleges and universities, are we allowing that inflation to hit the way it is for tuition? Double digits, I think, consistently since the Obama years.
This is why we need Job Creators Network fighting the good fight. Go learn all about what Alfredo's organization is doing. JobCreatorsNetwork.com. JobCreatorsNetwork.com. Thanks, Alfredo. Keep fighting the good fight,
thanks,
my friend.
Mike. All right, you too. Thank you.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy.
From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
Rioting, burning, and looting began.
And there's no police presence down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom Part 2. An American Odyssey. Pre-order today on Salem Now.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
You play by the rules and you get rewarded. If you're not paying your debts, you're a deadbeat.
F*** you, Dr. Fauci. You don't get to say whether you go. You get a congressional subpoena, you show up, or you get the Steve Bannon treatment.
I respect conservative Republicans. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans.
I just don't think the commander-in-chief is listening. I think the only people that he's trying to please right now are the progressive.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Ah, so we're semi-fascists, huh? I got it. Good to know. Apparently, the reason Joe Biden is going to get away with calling half the country fascists is that this was evidently said away from the microphone yesterday. He's on a tear. He's on a roll, boy. He's lashing out. He doesn't trust MAGA. He doesn't respect, rather, MAGA Republicans. Oh, good to know who you respect and who you don't. Meanwhile, a couple of bombshells should be rocking the country. Mark Zuckerberg admitting that the FBI colluded with big tech to benefit Biden and hurt Trump should be lighting, we should be lighting our hair on fire over this. It's a huge, huge revelation. What are we going to do with it? Well, probably not much more than keep our heads down and be confident that the American people are going to get this right. Yeah, my producer, Derek, just points out, what a great way to unify Americans, call half the country fascists. Yeah, that's a great way to, he's a real unifier. He doesn't know what he had for breakfast. He's saying what his puppet masters are telling him to say. He's pulled and prodded. He doesn't know what he's doing. And watching him go to a podium and act all angry and pretend that he's on fire. He's on fire about as much as a baby's diaper. Doesn't have any fire in his belly. He doesn't have a stomach for this. You think he's really of the belief that half the country is comprised of fascists? Now, I want to get this straight. We're being called fascists after it's revealed that the FBI and Facebook colluded to benefit Biden and hurt Trump in the November 2020 election. And oh, by the way, Mitch McConnell, you still think that elections are pristine in America? No election fraud? What would you call the FBI making sure the Hunter Biden laptop story was censored? Is that not election fraud? Isn't collusion a thing? And this comes on the heels of Nate Silver, the respected statistician and ABC contributor, admitting that Pfizer purposefully delayed the announcement of the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine until 6 days after the election in 2020 so that it wouldn't help Trump. What a vile, immoral, evil thing to do, to politicize something that was supposed to save lives. And the Zuckerberg thing is big. It's really, really big. Let's put this in perspective. Jesse Waters summed it up. So Biden was caught off camera, but in earshot of reporters who said that Biden called MAGA Republicans semi-fascists. Now, I don't know what a semi-fascist is. I suppose is that partially better than being a full-fledged fascist? So you're not exactly Mussolini. You're Mussolini's baby brother. What are you if you're semi-fascist? He doesn't know. He's parroting something that Susan Rice told him to say. Here was Jesse Waters talking about Biden's own deplorables moment. May every man and woman in America understand that the President of the United States is reduced to calling you a fascist because he doesn't like your politics. Here was Jesse on Fox News.
Joe Biden had his own deplorable moment today when he came out and called the entire MAGA movement fascists, saying this: what we're seeing now is the beginning or the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the "I'm going to say something." It's like semi-fascism. 74 million people voted for Trump. They're all fascists, according to Joe Biden. That's not going to help in the midterms.
Well, we'll see. I mean, will Americans reject their manipulation? Are Americans on to the scheme of pretending that we're in the midst still of a national emergency over COVID, and that's the pretense for trying to cancel student debt and saddling the American taxpayer with billions of dollars? Listen to Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich corner Corinne Jean-Pierre yesterday, the White House press secretary. There's no answer to this. She can't defend the indefensible. I don't even think she tried.
The HEROES Act hinges on student debt cancellation being tied to the pandemic and that being a national emergency. But the administration argued in court that the pandemic is over at the southern border to lift Title 42. It's so over that the government's going to stop buying vaccines in the fall and shift to the private sector. So how is this a national emergency? How's COVID a national emergency when it comes to student debt?
So it's a very good question, and I'm glad you asked it. Look, we use the HEROES Act because there are going to be some people, when we lift the pause, that's still going to suffer. They're still going to have a little bit of a hard time.
What? What? Break that down. We use the HEROES Act, which gives the president the authority to wipe away student debt in terms of national emergency, like a crisis, a war, 9/11, a massive terror attack. We used that as the pretense for this giveaway, this handout of student loans, the student loan forgiveness, because even when the pause is over, people are still going to be struggling? Wow. Wow. You talk about lame. You talk about a lame, pathetic excuse. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're fired up, and I'm feeling good. I really am. I still believe the red wave is coming. Even though they're coming at us, and they're throwing everything they got at it. They're cheating. They're lying. They're corrupt. They're despicable. We all know it. The American people are still going to pull through. We're going to get this country back, and we're going to get control of the House and the Senate on November the 8th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It is Friday, August the 26th, 2022. Glad you're here. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you join me.
Take Mike with you wherever you go. Download the Salem News Channel app on your mobile device and watch The Mike Gallagher Show anytime. The Mike Gallagher Show in the palm of your hand. Download the Salem News Channel mobile app today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Stand before you today with a grateful heart that after nearly 50 years of lives of incalculable value lost, 50 years of heartbreak, 50 years of praying and working and volunteering and caring, at long last, with the support of three Supreme Court justices appointed during the Trump-Pence administration, we sent Roe versus Wade to the ash heap of history where it belongs.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
So now that Joe Biden thinks that if you supported Donald Trump and voted for him, you're a fascist or a semi-fascist, when you call the show, be sure to tell Tracy what level of fascistic behavior you engage in. Are you a semi-fascist, or are you maybe just a little bit fascist? Are you full-blown fascist? I want to know what kind of fascist you are. Okay? 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show brought to you by Balance of Nature. Every single day I get to take my fruits and veggies in capsule form. What a blessing this has been. I'm getting 10 servings of fruits and veggies every single day. It sounds like a lot, but it's true. I'm giving my body what it needs, great produce, a lot of it, and veggies. I'm not a big vegetable fan, although I've gotten a little bit better with veggies, but I still don't get enough in my system the way my doctor would like me to have it. But I sure am getting that box checked with Balance of Nature. What a difference it has made in my life. All new preferred customers will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order when you use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com, use the discount code MikeG. Balanceofnature.com, discount code MikeG. Balance of Nature, I love these guys. So appreciative of Dr. Howard and getting to tell you about getting fruits and veggies in capsule form. I want to play, this is such a bombshell, and I want to play the whole thing for you. This is a big chunk of the conversation between podcaster Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg. Listen, there's no way around this. Facebook plays a huge role in our daily lives. And Facebook played a huge role in the outcome of the election. So if you've got the FBI working in collusion with Facebook to censor a legitimate story about a corrupt son of a president, that's a big, big deal. And I want to be fair here. I want to put this in proper context. So sit back and listen to a couple of minutes of this conversation on Joe Rogan's podcast with the chief of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have, if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically, a lot of people were still able to share it. We got a lot of complaints that that was the case. You know, obviously, this is a hyper-political issue, so depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right.
But we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's like very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
When something like that turns out to be real, is there regret for not having it evenly distributed and for throttling the distribution of that story?
What do you mean evenly distributed?
I mean evenly in that it's not suppressed. It's not.
I mean it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean because it turned out. After the fact, I mean, the fact checkers looked into it. No one was able to say it was false, right? So basically, it had this period where it was getting less distribution. I think it sucks though. I think in the same way that probably having to go through like a criminal trial but being proven innocent in the end sucks. Like it still sucks to have like that you had to go through a criminal trial, but at the end you're free. I don't know if the answer would have been don't do anything or don't have any process. I think the process was pretty reasonable. You know, we still let people share it, but obviously you don't want situations like that.
But certainly much more reasonable than Twitter's stance, and it's probably also the case of armchair quarterbacking, right? Or at least Monday morning quarterbacking, I should say, because in the moment you had reason to believe, based on the FBI talking to you, that it wasn't real. And that there was going to be some propaganda. So what do you do?
Yeah.
And then if you just let it get out there, and what if it changes the election and it turns out to be that's a real problem. And I would imagine that those kind of decisions are the most difficult.
You know, in the immortal words of Mark Zuckerberg, it sucks. It sucks. That's how he breaks it down. And you know what sucks? The FBI evidently engaging in collusion with Facebook to cost Donald Trump votes, to lift Joe Biden across the finish line, to drag Mr. Basement Dweller across the finish line by censoring a story that would have reflected unfavorably on him. Everybody's seen the Hunter Biden crap, and everybody's heard Joe Biden affirm that he's very close to his son, Hunter Biden. Nobody believes that Joe Biden didn't know what Hunter Biden was up to with China, with Ukraine, with all these shenanigans he was engaged in, flying over to China with him on Air Force Two, making gazillions of dollars. Are you kidding me? They're grifters. And everybody knows it. You just accept it, right? And you might have pulled the lever in November of 2020 because you didn't see the Hunter Biden laptop story as it was being suppressed and censored. It sucks. It sucks. And here's Tucker Carlson's analysis or recap of what you just heard. And this is jaw-dropping. I'm sorry, there's no way around this. This is a huge bombshell. Media won't touch it. The mainstream media, the beast, won't come near this because it upends everything they've told us. Everything's just fine. Mitch McConnell said this week, oh, election integrity, no problem. A little bit of election fraud, not a lot. Hey, our democracy is just fine. We shouldn't have to worry. And incidentally, after you heard what you just heard, you trust the FBI and the Justice Department to behave honorably at Mar-a-Lago? After what you just heard, you're going to have faith in the FBI and in Merrick Garland and Biden's Justice Department? You can't be that naive. You can't. Here was Tucker last night on Fox News.
So the FBI censored the story. Just to recap, in case you didn't live in this country prior to 2 years ago, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. That is election interference. That is an attack on democracy by our most powerful domestic government agency. It's unbelievable. It defies belief. We actually put in a request to Facebook to see the communications from the FBI to Facebook. We have a right to see it. We hope that they'll send them to us. Keep in mind that in October of 2020, a Facebook executive and Democratic Party operative called Andy Stone claimed that Facebook was blocking the story, quote, as part of our standard process to reduce the spread of misinformation. So they didn't tell us that the FBI had told them it was Russian disinformation. Again, when the FBI knew perfectly well that it wasn't.
And we're the fascists, Joe Biden? Oh, we're the fascists? How many times do we see them call us what they are? How many? They always project upon us what they themselves are guilty of. Jim's in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, you're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I hope you and the other people ain't buying this Zuckerberg baloney, because I think what happened was, I think maybe the FBI went to him and said, hey, you know, just put it out there that we went and we said we're putting out this misinformation to kind of watch it. That takes the heat off of Facebook then, you know what I mean? Because everybody hates the FBI anymore, you know.
So what do you think Zuckerberg's motivation is in saying what he said? Why do you think, because collusion is collusion. Like Tucker said, you can't do this. The FBI can't get involved in a political activity like this. So why is Zuckerberg, when you say, do you believe him? You don't believe what he said, that the FBI came to them?
They might have came to him, okay, but went and said to him that, hey, blame it all on us, okay, because you block the information, put it on us, because everybody hates us anyway.
Well, I'm not sure I'm buying any of that. I mean, that's you know, you're getting into such a bizarre conspiracy theory. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I am intrigued by why Zuckerberg said what he said. He didn't have to say that this week to Joe Rogan. So why did he? Daniel is in North Carolina. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Full-fledged fascist.
Full-fledged? You're not a semi-fascist?
No, full fledged. I'm actually going to steal our buddy's idea and market my own MAGA underoos. you remember those?
I do. We raised four kids. So go ahead. Tell me what you think about Zuckerberg's comments to Joe Rogan, Daniel.
The one caller triggered that he must have had that rehearsed, that he knew what he was saying, but it just surprises me with the time of this document dump and redaction. Are they trying to get in front of something?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. A lot of people right now are wondering, is Zuckerberg coming out with this now with Joe Rogan? And like you said, this wasn't an accident. You know, this was careful. This was carefully placed. Is this an accident? No. So why? Are they trying to get ahead of something that's going to come out in the affidavit? 800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show is now on TV. Watch the show every weekday on SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com. Everything you love about the radio show, now on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or Rumble.com.
Times on the ceiling if you want me.
Out of moving songs. Billy Joel's Moving Out, Bad Company Moving On. So let's talk about the moving van. Did it roll up yesterday there at the New York pad?
It is over. It is finished.
Oh.
I am out. The cleaners are cleaning today. I'm on the plane this weekend for Florida. Goodbye. New York City.
Yeah.
Goodbye, apartment. I am so happy and so relieved. A little bittersweet. Well, you know, sure. A little melancholy.
You have been at least a partial New York resident for a couple of decades.
But I still will be. I'm still going to come. I'm just going to stay at hotels.
Sure.
Yeah, I've already got a trip booked in September. So, you know, it's just going to be it's stupid wasting money on an apartment that I'm not using most of the year. So, anyway, it's all over. It worked out. Actually, it turned out to be, I mean, so far, so good. Now, nothing will arrive in one piece in Florida.
Exactly. The story's not over until...
The moving team of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe will probably go bada-bing, the bada-bing moving company. Lord knows what they'll do with it. But anyway, hey, I gotta start with an apology, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I had a call yesterday, guy from Oklahoma City, not mm-hmm. far from you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And guy said, listen, Roe v. Wade is really going to hurt us at the polls. There's just no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of conservative women who are voting Democrat
because of
Roe v. Wade.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, you know,
Mark. They're not conservative women. I'm sorry.
I think we've got a blind spot on this, and I've been getting tons of feedback all after the call because I accused him of being a troll. A lot of these seminar callers.
Careful on that. Yeah,
I know. Well, hey, but they're good. Rush used to call him out all the time, and I'm pretty good at spotting one.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah, and I hate him.
Now, by the way, I hate the guy. He's the
exactly.
devil. Yeah, you're a Trump supporter. All right.
Right.
But so you got to be careful. And when he told me, he calls in, he goes, "This is guy from Oklahoma City. I'm a conservative. I don't know a lot of liberals. I don't know a lot of progressives. But the conservative women I know strongly believe that Roe v. Wade and here was the caveat. That states are going too far in banning even an exception for rape and incest.
I understand.
That a conservative woman is going to say, that's a bridge too far.
Well, and, okay, 30 seconds and then just go. There's fiscal conservatism, there's social conservatism, there's foreign policy conservatism, there's immigration conservatism. What is it possible that somebody could be pretty darn conservative on a bunch of other things, but just not be 100% pro-life? Yes, that's possible, and maybe that's the kind of people he's talking about.
And there may be more of them than we want to acknowledge.
That could very well be.
And so that's the bottom line. And I don't think this is as much about a definition of what is a conservative. I'm just saying what's going to motivate people in November, what takes people to the polls. And here was my blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
I failed to accept that there are actually people in sort of my sphere, my worldview,
mm-hmm.
who would say, yeah, I'm going to go vote for Ilhan Omar because of Roe v. Wade. In other words,
who in your sphere would do that? I mean, listen.
That women are voting, conservatives are voting Democrat because of Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Okay, it's a country of 340 million people. I can find a character type that attaches to any one of a number of strange mixes of ideologies.
Right.
The notion that there is a large swath of otherwise staunch, well, it may not be otherwise staunch, of retrievable Republican votes, people who are basically conservative on most things, who are just going to be driven not just to stay home and not vote for their local Republican, but full-on, full-blown Democrat vote because of this, I don't buy it for a minute.
And you may be right. You may be dead wrong. Here's what the Daily Beast, and I know it's the Daily Beast, so consider the source, but Matt Lewis writes this. The recent election in Kansas has made it conventional wisdom to say that the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, helps Democrats at the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about the Kansas election, though, was that it demonstrated how many Republicans were voting pro-choice.
Right.
Now, it would be a mistake, he writes, to make too much of this, but this week's elections, the Florida primary and New York primary and all that, consider this recent says it's worth your attention. Consider this recent analysis from former GOP Representative Nan Hayworth. Dobbs is the right constitutional decision, but is not our friend in New York. The reason, in addition to making Democrat voters more motivated, Dobbs is making key Republican voters less motivated and less loyal. Now, think about this, Mark.
That's a good paragraph. That is a responsible paragraph.
It is. I mean, Bill. Here's Josh Barrow writes, Bill Clinton did well with voters at a time when Republicans were seen as moralizing scolds who wanted to take away your Medicare. Trump won them over by emphasizing opposition to immigration, abandoning unpopular Republican economic planks on Social Security, Medicare, and defending their traditional values against a snobby elite without projecting a religiously conservative moral worldview. The problem is that Dobbs, which is a sop to the old Reagan and Bush-era conservative base, is problematic for the new batch of right-wingers that Trump brought into the fold. It's an interesting argument,
that is,
Mark.
That is beautifully put. Well, and that is the challenge we face. Now, keep in mind, that, and it's kind of funny you mentioned Matt Lewis, who's often a chowderhead, but that's a pretty good point that he makes. And he actually says, let's not overanalyze. But let's also understand what Kansas was. Kansas was not the election of a Democrat senator or something like that. It was the entire state asked whether they want to have, like, the full-on kind of constitutional abortion ban that other states are going to have, and all other things being equal, the voters said no. And that means there were probably a goodly number of otherwise conservative, pretty reliable Republicans who voted that way. But that's a long walk from that Democrat representative in Congress.
Well, here's how Matt Lewis concludes this piece. And it's intriguing. Mm-hmm. From a legal and moral perspective, I'm on the side of saying that overturning Roe v. Wade was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I would agree with that. I mean, listen, regardless of the political optics,
that's right,
a whole bunch of babies' lives are being saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank the Lord. Okay, so from a moral perspective, it's worth it. But Republicans on the ballot this November might have good reason to disagree. Republicans may be on the verge of being served. The great divorce may be upon us. So he's arguing that the big tent, the GOP big tent, may finally collapse over Roe v. Wade. It's something that we have to consider.
I think that's overstated. I think part of it comes from the nebulous world of we don't know. Is there X number of voters, some of them with a dint of Republicanism to them, who will say, you know what, they're kind of middling pro-life people who believe in the 15-week thing, or they believe in the rape and incest exception thing, which a lot of people do, but that's not pro-life. And so I've just described a lot of people. And so what are those voters going to do?
Well,
that's the question for November 8th.
I have a middle-aged wonderful woman who's a screener who's as rock-solid conservative as you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to Tracy a lot. In fact, I hired Tracy. She was a listener in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now my screener, and she is terrific, and she gives me a lot of feedback from, you know, our age, our group, you know, our you know, white middle-aged conservative Republicans. She says, hey, the states are going too far. Women don't want rape or incest carved out. Women believe that conservative women say that's a bridge too far. I'm just telling you what she's saying.
Some women conservative on other things who are not fully pro-life say that.
Correct. And that's what they're, and you and I would agree they're not fully pro-life,
mm-hmm.
but it is what it is.
Yep.
I mean, you could sit around and worry about fret about how we label them. But see, this was the disconnect I had with Guy, because when Guy called and said, "Matt, Mike, I got a bunch of conservative women friends," and I said, "No, you don't. They're not conservatives. They're not pro-life.
Yeah.
They don't play." You know, conservatism should begin with the sanctity of life, for crying out loud. There's such big picture stuff that's right in front of our eyes. Look at yesterday. Look at what we learned. Mark Zuckerberg confirmed. The FBI colluded with Facebook to impact the outcome of the election. Now, two things I want to say real quick, Mark, and I want to get your full response to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seething because I've got Mitch McConnell's denials of election shenanigans in my brain. I played the clip from Mitch McConnell yesterday, who said, "Oh, my elections are fine. You know, democracy is just fine. There's not very much election fraud at all. Everything's just hunky dory." And people were livid. I played that clip. Look at what we learned this week. We learned that the FBI colluded with Facebook to impact the outcome of our election.
Yep. For those who don't know, Zuckerberg was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and Rogan asked him, "What exactly were you guys doing? What did the FBI ask you to do about Hunter's laptop and other things?" Go ahead.
And he confirmed that the FBI told them to shut down speech things on the platform that they felt was misinformation. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the Hunter laptop story they put in that category turned out to be a real story, a real laptop. All that garbage is real. Guess what? The FBI, that's collusion, Mark. That is election interference if there ever was one. You know how many millions of people? And here's the second one. And this is the even bigger bombshell, where it was even liberal outlets are reporting that elites in our medical community and in the government delayed the vaccination for COVID until after the election. Remember how it happened in December? Remember how it was unveiled in December, the month after the election?
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that if Americans could recognize Trump's work on Operation Warp Speed, he would get votes, and they delayed it.
But, Mike, there's no swamp. There's no deep state. There's no collusion. And collusion can take so many shapes. Sometimes collusion is private sector. I mean, Facebook is not government, but you're so right to bring this up because this is Zuckerberg saying the FBI asked us to define some discordant view as election misinformation, and we bowed to their will. If Zuckerberg had a half a spine, he'd have told the FBI to go screw itself. Excuse me. There's no way that was going to happen because they are political bedfellows.
And there's one of the most important Republican leaders we have poo-pooing the idea that anything went wrong with the election.
Yeah.
We are going to be doomed to repeat this again if we don't. And look what they're doing now. They're taking the HEROES Act and pretending that COVID is a national emergency as a pretext for this unconstitutional, unlawful student debt forgiveness.
I started the show today saying, I don't know, hose me down or prop me up in this. I got a little light at the end of a tunnel in the future that is a day on which the Supreme Court strikes this down. I think they've engaged in another constitutional fiction, as the Biden administration, as the Obama administration did environmentally before, and the Supreme Court said, well, guys, you can't make stuff up. They're totally making stuff up. I don't know that this college debt handout stands. I don't know.
No, I don't think it does. That's not a little light. That's a spotlight. Oh, no. It will not hold up. But here's the deal, as Biden would, as Grandpa
here's
Joe would say.
It's a guy. Here's the deal. You know the guy. You
know it isn't going to happen before the midterm elections.
Yeah, you're right about
that. That's all they're doing. This is a cheap, tawdry, craven effort to buy votes. Everybody knows it. Yeah. The Democrats acknowledge it.
The Washington Post knows it.
I know, because they know that. But it will. People are gullible, Mark. Yep. People are gullible enough to believe that elections are secure. People are gullible enough to believe that the FBI wouldn't dare collude with Facebook. People are gullible enough to believe that these people in government wouldn't delay the release of the vaccine until after the election in order to hurt Trump. It did hurt Trump. How many people probably didn't pull the lever because they didn't think it was too good to be true that we would have a vaccine? And you know, here's where they got us. And I'm going to really go down the well on this. So get ready.
Ready.
A whole bunch of people in our world don't believe in the vaccines anyway, and they knew it. So they've got us coming and going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I mean, for those of us who, listen, people get mad at me for saying I got vaccinated, I got boosted. Yeah. Oh, you know, look at all the day. So that's the problem. But that's their magic bullet.
Right.
Our side won't even get that upset about realizing this election sham because a lot of people on our side don't think they think the vaccines are killing us anyway. And if vaccines kill us, I'm dropping dead by Saturday, so get ready, because I got about 97 in me.
Yes, you do. You got booster number 12. All right, man. Well, listen. So you're in New York now.
But back to Florida. I'll be on this weekend. One more Broadway show tomorrow night.
What's it going to be? What are you going to do?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Patti LaBelle. Moulin
Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
I'm going down to the Moulin Rouge.
Okay,
but for the 90th time. I've actually got a friend who's in it now.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. He's playing one of the leads. I've known Derek Kalina for years. He's a great Broadway actor, and he's playing Christian, the role that was immortalized by, who was it, Ewan McGregor, right, I guess, in the movie.
There you go,
but anyway,
the Baz Luhrmann movie version.
Awesome. Moulin Rouge and then Florida and then my own Moulin Rouge, my happy place, Tampa Bay.
Very cool.
And I'm back where life is normal.
We'll talk to you in Ron DeSantis' world on Monday. Mike's a traveling man. That is Mike, and he is traveling right into your radio today at 10 when we're done on 660 AM The Answer. Round, round, get around.